Kuwarisi nofika kubulawayo namhla emini utshele intatheli zendaba ukuba iqembu le-Highlanders yilo iqembu elikhulu kweleZimbabwe loba nje lilesikhathi eside lingaphakamisi isicoco seligi. Uqhubekele phambili wathi yena iqembu le-Highlanders labalandeli abaningi njalo kuyisifiso sikamqeqeshi wonke ukuba akhokhele iqembu elibukelwa izibukeli ezigcwele inkundla. Yikho ehle wavumela phezulu ngesikhathi iziphathamandla zeqembu leli zixhumana laye. Akusikho kwakuqala ukuba uHarrison asebenzele kweleZimbabwe njengoba eke waqeqesha amaqembu abalisa eleCape United kanye leHarare City, njalo uthe yena injongo yakhe ngeyokuqeda umbuso weqembu leFC Platinum lona eselibe zintshantshi kwisigaba seCasalaga Premier Soccer League iminyaka emithathu ilandelana.
When the league now is at 3 years on the bounce, they need to be knocked off the perch, I think, at this time now.
Sebephakamise isicoco okweminyaka emithathu ilandelana njalo sokumele sibethule esiqongweni lapho abahlezi khona. Umkhulu umsebenzi esibhakane lawo njalo angitsho ukuthi sizanqoba, kodwa yiyo ingqondo okumele sibe layo eyokuthi sidlalela ukuba sinqobe nxa sifuna ukuphumelela. Nivele ngizimisele ukuphumelela.
UHarrison uthethe isikhundla esithiwa umqeqeshi wesizalwane selizwe laseHolland uHendrikus Pieter de Jong, yena osengumqeqeshi weqembu leFC Platinum. UMandla Mpofu lo bekuthemba Ndlovu yibo abasekeli bakaHarrison kusithi umqeqeshi wabonezinti nguJulius Ndlovu. UHarrison utshele intatheli zindaba zemidlalo ukuba into yokuqala azayenza yikuba lo mhlangano labasekeli bakhe bakhangele ukuba isimo sabadlali simi njani, njalo uthe isifiso sakhe ukuba babe labadlali abezinga laphezulu zulu abaningi ukuze benelise ukuchaya eziwayo lonyaka. Lo mqeqeshi ulandule imibiko ethi ubefuna ukuletha owayengumsekeli wakhe kwiqembu leCape United leHarare City uMark Mate. Esithi uMate uqhatshwe ngelinye iqembu njalo yena akalansolo labasekeli abathwele bevele bekhona kwiqembu leBoso. UHarrison isizwala ngeseNgilandi njalo wadlalela amaqembu akhonale abalisayele Port Vale kanye leStoke City engunozinti. Uqeqeshe kweminyaka eminingi eselizweni laseSouth Africa, ikanti uye wasebenza njalo emazweni abalisayele Botswana kanye leBangladesh. Ngiyimele isitudio 7 ngobulawayo, ngingujoseph Njanjini.